Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Tuesday, August 30. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, Senator Isaac Baptist doubts Lauren Bannis Roberts' ability to perform as Dominica's new UN ambassador. IFED official says a peace in Colombia will happen only if small farmers have the right opportunities to develop and prosper. And New Zealand judge to allow internet entrepreneur Kim.com to live stream his appeal against extradition. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. The details coming up.
Be the best in class this back to school when you shop at Courts. Get tablets from only $249, laptops from as low as $1,099. Plus, get a free gift with selected purchases. What's more, shop on credit 24 months and over and pay absolutely nothing for 90 days. With the widest range, the best prices, and the world's best brands, Courts has all you need for back to school. Courts, bringing value home.
I need a fast cash to get me started, cause I wanna get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to be tough. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash. I need fast cash to get me started, cause I wanna get ahead in life. No matter what the problem, fast cash can solve it. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Fast cash. Your money, your way.
Senator Isaac Baptist has expressed his displeasure at the appointment of Dominica's new ambassador to the UN, Lauren Bannis Roberts. The senator believes that based on her actions in her previous role as liaison officer of diaspora affairs, Roberts is ill-suited for the role. He says the appointment as UN ambassador is another ruse of the Dominica Labour Party to ensure that Dominica becomes a one-party state.
I am not pleased with the fact that Lauren Bannis Roberts has been elevated to the position of ambassador to the United Nations. Why? I do not see the appointment as anything to feel good about. Not that I do not want Mrs. Bannis to have a higher position, but based on her performance, I have no confidence that she is going to improve our diplomatic relations, but instead to reinforce the fact that the Dominican Labour Party is on a mission to have a one-party state and to continue holding elections and doing so in a manner that is illegal.
Pitet Savan MP Dr. Kenneth Darrow expressed his gratitude to those former Pitet Savan residents who turned out to the meeting with cabinet ministers yesterday evening. He says despite negative comments, the atmosphere was rejuvenating to him as a representative, as residents presented their queries and concerns in a civil manner, which helped in rebuilding residents' trust.
There are certain comments coming from the very same people that you know that you, how they're fighting for, you have fought for and still fighting for, you know, to make certain things happen for them. So you get discouraged. But I think the meeting of last evening really did a lot in terms of building back everybody's, I think, confidence in each other. Their confidence in me, my confidence back in them, you know, and I really want to thank the people who turned out, you know, and first of all, in the manner in which they behaved, the manner in which they presented their concerns in such a civil manner and civic manner. So, as I said, as a member of parliament, I'm in a much better place this morning, and I feel I'm reinvigorated. I feel rejuvenated and to continue the work that we start.
Dominica is a former permanent representative to the United Nations and new ambassador to the United States, and a permanent representative to the Organization of American States. Vince Henderson is expressing the view that Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett continues to demonstrate leadership qualities in moving Dominica forward. Henderson says Dominica is a very challenging place to develop. He cited Dominica as a citizenship by investment program as an example of Skerrett's leadership qualities.
That Roosevelt Skerrett continues to demonstrate that he has the leadership qualities to move Dominica forward. Dominica is not an easy place to develop. It's a very challenging place, and we have to accept that. It's a beautiful place. Thank God for that blessing. But it's also a challenge. And I think it's to get us to where we are now, and I just want to just a little go back onto the CBI. I mean, there were years we were doing like 20, 30, and in recent times, like 100, 200. Best year was almost 300, you know, prior to 2015. And at that time, that was not even enough to barely market the program, you know. And now we are seeing a situation where we have multiplied that significantly and even increasing the amount that is required for the real estate. Yet we've seen Range Development having been able to attract significant number of investors so far to get that project going. But it's leadership. It is the way he has managed the country, helping to expand the reputation of the country, well, a visa-free access, because of the confidence that other countries have in Dominica's leadership, and being able to manage a program in such a responsible way that people have gained confidence.
Henderson says he has personally experienced the confidence that international partners have in the Dominica leader.
Having been out there myself, being part of the marketing and promotion part of Dominica by speaking at conferences and so forth, I feel the confidence that the players out there have in Dominica's leadership.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when he visits and when he meets with them, they always tell me that. They don't get that from anywhere else. They don't get that from other prime ministers. They feel like as if they're part of Dominica's development. They're part of the process. And I think this is ability to embrace people that has worked so well for us. And if you see in recent times, last year or so, that a number of service providers who worked with other countries mm-hmm. have moved to Dominica.
Mm-hmm.
And now Dominica is their main focus of business. And it is part of that confidence, because if you don't have the confidence, you're not going to really shift your business to a particular brand if you think that brand is not going to stand. And so it's just like the Dominica brand is so strong in the market because people have confidence in the leadership.
Former president of the Dominica Academy of Arts and Sciences, DAS, Dr. Clayton Schlinford, wants the government to explain the elements used in the construction of the projects built by their Chinese counterparts from the People's Republic of China. Dr. Schlinford says it is imperative that the government ensures that safe and proper materials are used by Dominica's foreign allies when their teams are the ones awarded with projects. Schlinford says a perfect example would be the new national hospital to be constructed at Goodwill.
When we go in those directions, you would expect that there would be enough consultative energy put into the thing so that the final plan going forward would be inclusive of all of these major issues, including the energy component.
Mm-hmm.
We seem not to think in that way. We seem to be focused on what I would have to call the physical drama of putting something up, and then we begin after the fact
mm-hmm.
to see what it is that needs to be corrected. Whereas the key word you use is proactive,
mm-hmm.
to be able to see what is necessary before you complete the structure and to have all of these elements taken care of so that you don't have to come backwards to be trying to do things that you should have thought of before,
right,
but you didn't. I hope that the government at some point will explain through the expertise that is available to them the elements that are going to go into this structure. And I say again, it's not a question of the hospital, you know, because even the stadium has issues around
of course,
as
of
well.
Course.
It's a matter of getting the bits and pieces
mm-hmm.
together so that when you do the final product
mm-hmm.
that enough of the essential pieces would be there.
Chairman of the Laplane Disaster Preparedness Committee, Jason Fontaine, is concerned about the affairs of the Laplane Village Council. Fontaine says the village council is not functioning, but persons are still receiving stipends from the government of Dominica. Fontaine wants this practice to stop and is urging that the parliamentary representative of the Laplane constituency take a keen interest in the current concerns of the Laplane residents.
Even the Prime Minister had told them that go back to your constituencies and hear the cries of your people. That is why a lot of them, they mess up. And right now, he's messing up. He's messing up because he got this is a big issue on his hands. And he's the parliament representative in government, and you're not attending a most important 99.9% of the popularity of this community. It's not Ville, it's not Botica, it's not Dailies. This is Laplane we're talking about, the Laplane Village. 99.9% labor rights as well as all different party colors are in concern of this problem in the ocean, in the river, and you're not attending the meeting, and then even the chair, Laplane, another issue, we do not have a village council. We do not have a village council in Laplane. The council is closed. There is an act. There is a chair that is doing her job. That she is the chair, so the chair remains. But as far as I'm concerned, up to date, the council has been closed and they're still receiving a stipend and they're not functioning. So I'm trying to, the chairperson was at the meeting last night of the council and was videotaping and recording what was being said to give to the parliament. And she refused to speak when called upon in the meeting to address this matter.
And Education Minister Peter Seja says hard work resulted in Dominica's success at the 2016 CXC CSEC exams, and that did not happen overnight. He says one of the hallmarks of the Skerrit-led DLP administration is ensuring that every Dominican is given the opportunity to receive a quality education. Dominica performed above the regional average of the CSEC results in the Caribbean with an overall average of 81.7%, while the regional average sits at 64%. 50 students were able to obtain ones in six or more subject areas at this year's Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate CSEC examinations. In a comparison, Dominica's past percentage surpassed the region in every subject area, including mathematics and English A, as well as securing a 100% passing average in music. Sejar says government strongly believes the success of the country's economy lies solely on the education of its people.
Hallmarks of the Labour Party administration under the leadership of Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit is that of education. In fact, I've often said and will continue to say that the Labour Party administration is the education government. The Labour Party believes that every Dominican must be given an opportunity to receive a quality education in a safe, secure, and peaceful environment. Because fundamentally, we believe that the success of our economy hinges solely and squarely on the education of the masses. And the success that we have seen this year did not happen overnight. It is not the result of something that we did in just a short space of time, but it has been a progression of policies that have been geared towards adequately meeting the educational needs of our people. I say this because you would have noticed that from way back as 2000, when the Honorable Prime Minister was Minister for Education, we began in a radical manner transforming the education landscape of Dominica.
Seja says there has been a concerted effort by government ministers to emphasize the need for quality education among their constituents.
What we have seen happening over the years is that there has been a concerted effort, and moving one, whether you like the government or not, one must agree that the Labour Party administration, and not just the Minister for Education, not just the Honorable Prime Minister, of course, who would be the chief proponent, but every minister and parliamentary representative within the Dominica Labour Party, over the years, have been emphasizing the need for quality education first at the grassroots level. So parliamentary representatives meet with their constituents. For example, about now, you would hear releases on the radio where parliamentary representatives are meeting with the students who have just passed the grade 6 national assessment. They meet with students at the secondary level and the students at the Dominica State College. There has been the creation of an awareness among our people by the parliamentary representatives, by my colleague ministers, over a prolonged period, thereby nurturing a thirst, a desire on the part of our young people to do well. So the result this year is indicative of the kind of work that, first of all, the Honorable Prime Minister, the Minister for Education, and the Ministry of Education, and importantly, the parliamentary representatives and ministers of government have been doing over a period of time.
In other news this afternoon, a lasting peace in Colombia will only be possible if small farmers have the right opportunities to develop and prosper, said the Associate Vice President of the International Fund for Agricultural Development, IFAD, Perrin Saint-Ange, on the eve of his official visit to the country. During his three-day visit, IFAD's senior manager will meet with high-level government officials in Bogota and visit the International Center for Tropical Agriculture in Cali. Saint-Ange pledged the support of IFAD, the UN agency specialized in rural development, to the Colombian government's efforts to reconstruct rural areas now that the 50-year conflict of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, FARC, is over. After almost 4 years of peace talks in Havana, Cuba, the government and FARC signed a definitive peace agreement last week. And the judge in New Zealand has said internet entrepreneur Kim.com will be allowed to stream his appeal against extradition live online. The founder of the seized mega upload websites is wanted in the U.S. on charges of copyright infringement, racketeering, and money laundering. The U.S. had opposed his proposal to broadcast the hearing on YouTube. .com said on Twitter that the decision was breaking new ground and streaming would start on Wednesday. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Senator Isaac Baptist doubts Laureen Bannis Roberts' ability to perform as Dominica's new UN ambassador. IFAD official says peace in Colombia will happen only if small farmers have the right opportunities to develop and prosper. And New Zealand judge to allow internet entrepreneur Kim.com to live stream his appeal against extradition. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I am Kimberly Benjamin.